And we're going to continue the hour by heading to campus, where the graduate and professional student government leaders are stepping up their efforts to raise the graduate student stipend level from its current level, which is minimum $17,000 a year, not enough even to pay for the cost of attending UNC. And speaking out to the Board of Trustees and other university and state leaders to try to increase that down the road. Theodore Nollard is the president of the UNC Graduate and Professional Student Government. He's also a PhD student in English and Comparative Literature. He spoke to the Board of Trustees not long ago, and he joins us now in the studio to talk about the issue. Theodore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Excited to be here.
So that was the 15-second summary. Give us a sense of what the situation is for grad students right now.
Right. So I think you hit on the important point, which is that the minimum stipend is $17,000. We're doing a lot of survey data to try to figure out how many students that affects. It's very hard for the university to track that. And I do want to acknowledge that the administrators we're working with are trying to help us get that data. But it's a slow process, so we're trying to do some of it by hand. The point is, $17,000 is too low, and there's a lot of people who, 18, 19, 20, still too low. UNC has data on their website, very helpful data, about the cost of attendance, which you mentioned, which is about $25,000 once you take out things that are covered at all of our peer institutions, like tuition, fees, health insurance. That's covered everywhere for grad students, so that doesn't factor into what it costs to attend. So that $25,000 number for cost of attendance is what we would like the new minimum to be. We're also shooting for a $2,000 or $3,000 flat raise for people who would not be affected by that push to 25. So let's say you're at 24 right now. We don't have those departments get a $1,000 raise and be asking why a whole bunch of other people are getting so much more. So we're thinking no less than two or three for everybody. And if you're way down there at 17, we want to get you up to 25.
So about 25 or $2,000 to $3,000 for everyone. How does UNC right now, in terms of that stipend, compared to other peer universities? Do you know?
In terms of raw data, so we have a system identified peer group of 15. And we're 15 out of 15 for raw amount. If you adjust that slightly for cost of attendance or cost of living, because obviously Berkeley, California, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, doesn't cost the same thing to live there. We're 11 out of 15 by that metric. So these changes would really kick us up the rankings. I think in terms of the adjusted data, we would move to 4 out of 15 on that list if we hit that 25,000 for the minimum. So that'd be a really exciting change, and that's something that I think, you know, I know our Board of Trustees, our Chancellor, the Provost, they're excited about competition, and I know that prestige is important to this institution. You know, it's the oldest public university in the country, so this is something that they care about, and I think they're going to help us get there.
Speaking with Theodore Nollard, again, president of the UNC Graduate and Professional Student Government, talking about grad student stipends. And those of you who listen to the show on a semi-regular basis know that I've got a little bit of background on this because I came out of grad school, and we were talking beforehand. I was at Rutgers, which higher cost of living because it's Jersey, but still, in 2002, my stipend was $22,000. Year, which is $5,000 more than people are making today at UNC, which is...
Yeah, there's been a little bit of inflation since 2002,
a little bit,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, you know, we had a great union. I mean, that was basically what it was. It was the AAUP, and we just happened to be the highest paid at the time, and I'm sure we're still up there today. But that difference is stark. How are salaries negotiated at UNC?
Well, so it's important to point out that we're working with some helpful administrative partners. I mean, the chancellor's on board, the provost's on board, dean of the college is on board. So we're working with all sorts of folks all over the place to get there. Obviously, I'm sure you know that collective bargaining has some sort of statutory limitations in this state, so that's not really what we're talking about here. This is more of a sort of advisory or recommendation process where we try to bring the data, try to help people make an objective case for what we can do and where those universities exist, where those resources exist at the university to accomplish that pay raise.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see some of the administrators speaking out on behalf of grad students. I know Chris Clements had a lot of really good things to say at the Board of Trustees meeting, right? So what is the impact, just kind of day-to-day life, on graduate students right now living in the Chapel Hill area on the stipend that you're currently getting?
Right. So the big issues that are affected here, rent is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries, the kind of food that you're buying or the amount of food. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who say, yep, it's another week of rice and beans. And I mean, that, you know, it's pretty hearty, but it's nice to be able to afford some variety and to, you know, get the variation that you need in a diet. Really, another thing that we run into is paying for medical bills can be pretty tough. Any unexpected emergency, I mean, you got $17,000 in the year, you're seeing, what, about $1,600 monthly over a nine-month period. So then you get to the summer, you're waiting until the beginning of the next year for your next paycheck. Some folks get paid a lump sum at the beginning of each semester, depending on the type of employment that they have. So that can also create problems where you're trying to figure out, how do I stretch this over 4 or 5 months? And let's say, you know, somebody totals your car, depending on what your insurance situation is, you're going to have some out of pocket for that.
Yeah.
So all of this is stuff where if we just have a little more wiggle room, I think that one thing that's important to point out is that this is a benefit for our local community and for the state in terms of the tax revenue that's generated, in terms of what we're spending. I mean, this money is going straight back into the community because people are cutting corners to make ends meet at the current pay rate. So if they get more money, it's not going to disappear into some sort of, you know, massive investment conglomerate somewhere. They're going to be spending it on goods and services in Chapel Hill, if they live outside of Chapel Hill and the surrounding counties. And that'll be reflected in city and state tax revenue as well. So this really does go back to the people of North Carolina ultimately.
And the university too. I mean, graduate students are the lifeblood of the university in a way that I don't think people necessarily understand. We talk about retention and recruitment of faculty. It's mm-hmm. graduate students as well. Same issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking with Theodore Nollard again, president of the UNC Graduate and Professional Student Government, talking about graduate student stipends. And you've mentioned the goal. How do you hope to get there?
So one thing that's great that has been released recently is an all-funds budget produced by Nate Knuffman, the Vice Chancellor for Finance. I think Peter Hans, the president of the university system, was holding this up almost literally on a call recently with some of the chancellors at other institutions as a model of what to do. And I think that's something the Board of Governors is really excited about. So
it's nice to get that visual aid on Zoom, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that model, I think, is helpful for figuring out where money is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty high-level overview, but they're trying to switch things to a sort of credit hour model now, where the money that comes in is based on who's teaching what. So looking for money is one of the issues that we're working on with people. In terms of the process for getting there, we talk to students, make sure that they understand that there are pay disparities across campus first. And second of all, we check in to see how the pay is doing and what they need. And then it's just a process of bringing data to the people who make the decisions about where the money goes and making sure that we're there pointing out that this is a problem that needs solving sooner rather than later. Because the university, like any large system, has 10 million problems that need to be solved with varying levels of urgency. And so for us, it's a question of what do we think the urgency is, and then what do we learn about other kinds of urgency and how we relate to that. And I based on what I've learned so far, I do think that we're pretty much at the top of the list.
People want more information. People want to get involved in the issue. Where can they go? What can they do?
Well, we've got a website, GPSG, on the unc.edu domain, and we've got stuff on social media. Anybody's always welcome to email me. My stuff is all up there. We have other officers, so any grad students who are listening, you've got a senator in the Graduate and Professional Student Government. They're a great person to contact and say, hey, what's the deal with pay? We're interested in that. We're trying to have several events. I think at some point we're going to have a picnic over on Polk Place, which is between the Wilson Library and the South Building where Kevin and Chris live. Not really live, of course, but they probably feel that way sometimes.
Spend 20 hours of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
And so something that we're trying to do is sort of have some events where normal students can meet and mingle with some of the administrators who are making decisions about this stuff, so that we get that sense that on both sides that there are real people affected by this issue and real people working to solve it, and this is a collaborative thing and not something adversarial.
GPSG.unc.edu, that stands for Graduate Professional Student Government. GPSG.unc.edu. Go there and find out more about the issue. We'll keep following it here on 97.9 The Hill and chapelburger.com as well. Theodore Nollard, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.